T-ball. T-ball.
Oh, my God. All right. I guess here we go.
Attention, students. The Jabroni University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
Cut my music. Cut my music.
Cut it?
Cut my music.
All right. What's up?
My name is Andy from 1993, and no, you cannot touch my pee-pee. Yeah, I'm Drew. Yo, what it do? It's definitely not pee in that bottle of Mountain Dew. Hey, it's me, James, and I'm from the ends. I chop a body up and throw it in the bins. Hey, James, we're kids. We don't do that. We play with Nerf guns and baseball bats. Well, me, I pack nines and carry a slugger. I'll kill everyone you know and sex their mother. Hey, dude, we're just trying to have some fun. Your energy is bad and you kind of got me bummed. Oh, you trying to be next on my hit list? I'll bust your Sega up and pawn the shit. Now you've gone too gosh dang far. Andy, throw me the keys to the car. I toss them high in the air. They get stuck in James' hair. We all have a laugh and James says, I don't care. I was doing a thing and I kind of scared myself. Check out all the cool movies and games on my shelf. The three hit it quickly off on some pop culture shit. James says, we should do a radio shift. Drew says, yeah, like imagine we do a show, but it's not live. Whoa, all three said, we could do an afternoon drive. Andy says, we could draft stuff that we like. James says, we hate that idea. Psych. We should call it as we stare at Susan Summers' bod. I got it. We all say in unison, the draft pod.
Hell yeah. Man, fucking origin stories.
Mm-hmm. Taking it back.
I love it. 1993, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. James is just a young serial killer back then.
That's right.
Yep.
Fucking 11 years old and fucking...
Dude, he was killing fucking... like cups of cereal back in the day.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I was.
Yeah,
throwing it in the bin.
Cup. It's in a cup because it makes it nice and easy for getaway, you know?
Mm-hmm. You can't catch a body.
You kill that cereal guy, get away.
And eat a poppy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, shit. We're drafting 1993 movies.
Yes.
Yeah. And... yes. Drew and I were kind of discussing a little bit. This is a definitive year.
Big time.
This is this is huge.
Yeah. Huge.
You know? This is a mixture of shit that we loved at that particular time and shit that you would watch later on and be like, holy shit, that masterpiece came out in 1993.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like it really started with the 92, like, if we go back to, like, last year's draft.
Yeah.
But I think, like, here, it definitely, like, picks up a lot. I would say probably from, like probably to here to 96, maybe even 97. Like, these are the defining years for old Drew. Like, some of these are, like, I mean, there's several that I still quote to this day or whatever. And it's just, like, you know. I told James, like, if I were to make my own movies that made us, like, half of them would be on the 1993 movie list.
Yeah. No. Last year, probably for the next 3 to 4 years, are going to be insane when it comes to, like, the 30-year anniversary shows for both movies and music.
Yeah. I mean... I already know some 94s that are just, it is just insane, so.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at our 92 draft right now just to kind of get an idea of where we were at. You guys want to know what your teams were in 92?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
All right, so, okay, Andy, here we go. Andy drafted Whiteman.
Andy's team, oh.
He drafted Whiteman Can't Jump, number one, The Mighty Ducks, number two, Ladybugs, number three, A League of Their Own, number four, and Sidekicks, number five.
Hell yeah.
That's legit.
Wait a second.
Scrump did it with it last year.
Okay, I was like, what's the Sidekicks, 93?
Not according to this. I don't have it on my list either. So.
Yeah, it's not on my list.
This is a good thing we went over this. Andy was about to make Sidekicks again.
I was
You know, it is fucked up.
Watched it with my kid today.
Because I looked up, like, IMDb's top 50 movies of 93, and there were, like, four movies from 19... It's, like, it said the title of the movie with 1992 next to it. I was like, why is it on this fucking list?
Dude, one of them on the fucking Google, it said, in the list of 1993 dramas, it had one that said 1996. And I was like, what?
3 years later.
Yeah. All right, so Drew, you picked for 92 movies Malcolm X, My Cousin Vinny, Unforgiven, Mo' Money, and Last of the Mohicans.
Wow.
Yeah. So I picked A Few Good Men, Wayne's World, Batman Returns, Three Ninjas, and Death Becomes Her.
Okay.
And then Scrumple is Aladdin, Home Alone 2, Reservoir Dogs. Stole that from Drew. So that's why you probably had some stuff that you didn't realize. Candyman and Encino Man.
Ooh, couple of mans.
Okay.
Yeah. Couple of mans. Got the men, got the men's in there. All right. Man,
throw a tea in there. Yeah. A little after dinner mint. Only Olive Garden does it. Why?
I don't know. That's, like actually, that's actually true. How come other restaurants haven't adopted that? All right, well, shit. I'm going to roll these balls.
You know, there's this weird thing I heard that correlates with, I guess there were restaurants that were doing this study about, like, when they, you know, they give the little tray with the receipt and they throw the mints on there.
Mm-hmm.
That if the waiter, like, in a, like, it was, like, you know, this wasn't like a small data thing, but like if they put more mints on there, people would generally tip more.
Makes sense to me.
Just on that alone. Like,
I'm not looking.
Yeah. But that being said, if you want more than just the tip, go to jabroniu.com and check out all the great shows on the JabroniU Network.
Ooh, we about to draft dick you down.
Yeah. Like last week's guest, you know, Biff Radio. Why did we ever meet from 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago's guest. You know, New Jabroni Pro Wrestling. Blow and Tell. Ceramic Cat. Locals After Hours. And much, much more. And James, what are the... Oh, by the way, follow us at the DraftPod _official on Instagram. James, what's the order?
All right, so... James got first pick, Andy second, Drew third.
Ooh, classic James always dumping.
Everybody okay with those? With the
roll? No, re-rack it.
You're re-rolling it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This is a good one to do it on.
I know.
Yeah, this is.
I honestly don't even know if I want number one, but...
you don't want number three.
But I feel like this is the only real good chance to do this, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah. I used mine the first week it got introduced.
Yeah.
And then we've waited this long and Drew used the second. I don't think James has used his either.
Oh, this really fucked me.
Oh, hell yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Andy got first pick. Drew, second pick. James,
so we just all shifted to the left.
Third, yeah.
You shifted so far left, you went right.
I know.
Bars.
So Drew is out of rerolls now. I'm going to turn this to zero.
Oh, you got it in the dock now?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, I don't have one either, actually, James.
You used your reroll?
Oh, he used it immediately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, literally like the first or second week.
And you used your Stiltskin last week. So.
Yep. Yes, you did. Yeah. Yeah. I did. With the song that James wanted.
It's so fucking bad. Dude, you picked Chris Gaines.
I can't wait till that year, whatever the year that was, and he actually picks Chris Gaines.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But I feel like that was late. That was like 98 or something, right? Like, we got like another 5 years.
He'll forever be Chris to me.
I wasn't a Chris Gaines guy, so I really truthfully don't know. I mean, I've definitely heard it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't remember when it came out.
I don't even remember, like, the single.
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Here we fucking go.
Here we go. All right. I guess it's fucking Andy.
Yep. So
I should use.
I could go straight up offense here and really go straight to the gutter and a movie that belongs at the top. But a movie that I want to make sure that I get that is high level and is worthy of a first overall pick for 1993 draft. I'm going The Fugitive.
Oh, shit. I did not know you were going to go. Oh,
are you keeping track? Yeah. Big The Fugitive guy.
Hell yeah.
Fucking Tommy Lee and fucking Harrison Ford. You got them peak. The performances are like, could not be acted better than these two gentlemen did.
Yeah.
We put on a fucking clinic. Even when nothing was going on, something was always going on in the way that Tommy Lee was approaching it or the facial expressions that Harrison was dropping. Like, holy shit.
Dude, it's a fucking absolutely incredible movie. And I actually, this is a movie that a friend of mine got a computer at a very early time, and he had a DVD-ROM, like one of the first like home PCs with a DVD-ROM, and it came with two free DVDs. And one of them was The Fugitive. So I've seen this movie like 500 times. Yeah. And 200 of those times was on a tiny little fucking CRT monitor. Like the worst fucking possible way to view a movie. Yeah. But it was on his computer just to keep testing out the DVD-ROM.
Oh, that's awesome. Dude, and the way they played this movie is so fucking perfect with, spoiler alert, 30 years later, I guess. The way they had like his friends all like vouching for him, right? So then at the end, when they spin it the way they spin it, you don't expect that dude necessarily to be the one that turns on, you know, turns on Harrison, you know?
Exactly.
Cause the dude earlier was like, he's innocent. He's smarter than me. Like, you'll never catch him. Like, all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And that's the fucking dude that, like, is the one that wrongs him.
Exactly.
Movie's fire. Absolute heat.
It's fucking amazing. Hell
you
yeah.
You guys want to know a crazy stat about this movie?
Give it to us.
I've seen it 0 times.
Oh, my God. What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Dude.
No
whoa.
Fucking way.
This is a revelation.
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta watch this movie.
It's one of those ones, like, you know it from pop culture, right? Like, all the fucking things from it. But, like, yeah, I've never seen
this movie.
I'm genuinely shocked that you have not seen this movie.
You gotta sit down, watch it, and then let us know what you think of it. Because I'm interested. This is, like, a big thing, actually.
Like,
this is fucking huge. This is, like, the biggest movie that I know you haven't seen that I'm like, how?
Yeah.
This is like the one-armed man, right? Like, this is where that comes from and everything.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, it's not like, it's like, again, this is one of those movies that's been parodied in everything. You know what I mean?
The scene in the drain where he jumps.
If you ever, if you ever saw Leslie Nielsen's Wrongfully Accused, it's this movie, but
I think I've seen most parodies before I've seen. Yeah. I mean, I did like Top Gun. I just watched a couple years ago. So
I'm with you.
I'm actually in that boat too. I saw Hot Shots before Top Gun.
I saw Spaceballs before Star Wars. Like,
Hell yeah!
I didn't have that. I didn't have that one, but fuck yeah. That's hey, that's
fact,
legit though.
I think I even saw Repossessed before I saw The Exorcist.
Dude, that is so fucking wild. You have got to see The Fugitive. Yeah,
you have some homework, Drew.
Yeah. Like, I don't normally do this with you, Drew, but, like, you got to fucking watch this movie.
Yeah.
Drew, you're up.
Oh, my God. Wow. Total bomb.
I know.
You know, at this point, I kind of wish I did have third. But it's all right. I think I'm good where I'm at. I'm going to go with one again. Like, I'm going heart over, I think, everything else here, over Blockbuster, over fucking,
yeah,
like, pure fucking movie, like, genius. And I'm going to go with one that I fucking love. And it is definitely the one I've seen the most times. Maybe not in 93, but it wasn't long after that. And I'm going Dazed and Confused.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, this is one of the first DVDs I had.
Okay.
And one of the first DVDs that I had to rebuy.
Oh, shit. Because you spun it too many times. Spun that bitch too many times.
And it was it. This is a comfort blanket movie, kind of.
Oh yeah. Dude.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So many, so many, everybody, you knew fucking everybody in this movie.
Yeah.
And, the earliest from something, you know what I mean? That one other thing I've seen them in, you know? But,
yeah,
dude, this movie is so much fun.
The vibes, man. Fucking vibes on this movie.
Fucking Affleck is the fifth-year senior.
Dude, perfect. You get Affleck and you get McConaughey.
Yeah.
But that style of just kind of something's going on, but it's not really about anything in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that. I like those types of movies where you feel like you're going on the ride.
It's a snapshot of the time.
It's very much a fucking Seinfeld fucking movie. It's just there is no MacGuffin or anything like that. It's literally just just follow these guys throughout the night as they fucking party.
A day in a life.
Like fucking Licorice Pizza and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Like those style of movies, Dazed is in that kind of path, and I'm into it.
It also has mad roots in draft pod history, because Dazed and Confused is one of those movies that we brought up 1 million times in the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So here we go.
All right.
I'm genuinely shocked. We're at three. James is there. This thing's out there, and I don't actually know if he's picking it.
I was actually thinking that I was going to have to use my steel card with Drew. Until he started getting into it, and then I realized, oh man, I'm scot-free. And of course, I'm picking my number one pick. It's the movie that probably made me want to be a director. It's the movie that blew my mind as a kid, as an 11-year-old kid, when I saw this movie and I saw what you could do in movies. This movie blew my fucking mind. Jurassic
Mad
Park.
Mad Dog and Glory.
Oh. Fucking Jurassic Park, man.
Yeah.
I thought this was this was where you were going to go at one overall, and I was like, I debated it, but I like The Fugitive just a little bit more. But
I would have picked Jurassic Park.
And at this point, I don't think I would have even had to use my re-rack, but it was just fun to use it. Man, this is a solid fucking number one.
I feel like it is the number one movie of 93. It's like absolutely just, and look what it spawned too. Like, it's never ending.
Yeah.
And I remember when it came out on video, our Super K or Super Kmart had a video rental thing in it.
Mm-hmm.
And when this, because it was such a huge hit at the fucking box office, I remember they had, there was the section of tapes was a 6 foot section, right? And it was maybe like probably 6 foot high.
Yeah.
Like six shelves on it, right?
Yeah.
Dude, they had ordered 3 shelves worth of videos. And like I mean,
I bet they were sold out too.
Thick shit, yeah. you still could fucking not get that shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everybody wanted to see Jurassic Park, and not for the first time. Like,
right? It was, oh yeah,
it's such a fucking great movie.
It's so rewatchable. Like, there's so many fucking good quotes. There's gifts that people use from the movie today. Mm-hmm. There's so much. Like, this movie stood the test of time, and it's funny too how like, for whatever reason, with the Jurassic movies, like the first one is always fucking bomb as shit, and then it just slowly digresses as the fucking sequels.
Dude, the thing
out.
I'll remember though about JP is fucking the marketing run that it went on.
Oh yeah,
and I viewed 2 movies like this from our childhood that, you know, just monsters in terms of you get the toys at McDonald's and all that shit. And it was like Batman and then fucking Jurassic Park. Yeah, those are like the 2 that stand out in my head of just absolutely smashing it.
You know, there are actually 2 more that I really remember. One probably more successful, but not as those 2 movies. But one was just a failure altogether. But one was Dick Tracy. I feel like when Dick Tracy came out, like that one.
Oh, dude, their marketing was insane.
Yeah. And the other one was Rocketeer. And that was the fucking flop of flops. Like, yeah. But I remember Rocketeer being fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. It was in a double feature that I went into a drive-in theater in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why the fuck is Rocketeer on this? This billing. I had to see that one to probably see like Honey, I Blew Up the Kids or some shit like that. I don't know.
I had Rocketeer toys.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right. Here we go.
That's a bang up top 3 though.
That is a bang up top 3. And now everything gets fucking dicey. Cause I don't know where the fuck you guys go now.
Yeah.
I mean, I kinda do.
Yeah.
But I also don't even know where I go now because there is so much fucking good shit. All right, I'm going to... Fuck. What do I do?
You got to go with the one with the little girl in the top.
There's so many picks before it comes back to me that I don't know what to do here. This is fucking... Actually, all right.
Oh man, you got the sweats picked too.
So
this
bad.
Is
this is such a hard draft. This is actually like one of our hardest.
Man,
I'm gonna go. All right, all
I'm
right.
Looking at
I'm just
the
gonna
list
do
and
it.
I'm like, fuck. Like, do I take that high?
I'm gonna do it. Demolition Man.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I think like as far as a movie that I loved as a kid, that I still love today, stood the test of time, so many great quotes, still use fucking GIFs. People remember this fucking movie. It has no sequels. You know what I mean? It's just a standalone piece of fucking art. Taco Bell is the last restaurant to exist inside this movie, which is totally up my alley.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a great movie. Fantastic.
Yeah, Snipes with different colored hair is my favorite color. Is my favorite Snipes.
Yeah, that's he was in his Rodman phase in this movie,
dude.
You know,
dude, remember that Rodman action movie though?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
was it double team?
Double team, yeah. Jean-Claude Van Damme, right?
I do remember that. Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh man, Robin was everywhere. NWO, NBA Finals. That movie.
Damn. I feel like I could have waited, Demolition Man. You guys' reaction means I could have waited. So that now I'm all fucking nervous.
I didn't see that one. I think.
Now I'm all nervous.
Clearly, again. You guys didn't see The Fugitive coming from me.
No. I did not see that coming from you, truthfully.
You know what I did see coming from you?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Am I on the clock?
Hold on.
No.
Shit.
You're on the cock.
All right, cool. What I did see coming from you was, listen, and if you really want this pick, much like some hamburgers, you can offer me something.
Oh.
But I'm going Menace to Society.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dog.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You know what? I haven't watched this since like 93 probably. Like,
I watched it again.
I watched it again too. And
I got a way different feel.
You know what I realized about it?
Heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But it's, and I mean this in the sense that it's also that fucking good.
Yeah.
But it is the Black Goodfellas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, the whole way he tells the story, like from when he was coming up, and like, I'm like, oh, I never, like, I didn't know that back then, but like, now I watch it, I'm like, oh, yeah. And like, dude, it is fucking, it's so good. And almost the same fucking tragic fucking ending, but.
Dude. Like, and then in the end, like, what they say is some of like the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the worst and the best thing.
Yeah.
Because the dude previously or earlier in the movie, his grandpa like asked him if he wants to be alive or whatever, and he's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Later on he gets asked that question while he's dying, and he's like, I wish I had known earlier, or something like that. Something to that degree. But it was just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
There's, I remember it being more hilarious as a kid.
Hilarious?
Are
you sure you're not just thinking of Don't Be a
No, 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 no. No, like, just saying, like, man, it was like,
dick.
I don't remember it being as heart wrenching as I remember it watching it now. Like, from watching it back when.
You were like, back then, you were like laughing. You were like, you were laughing along with them as they were shooting the fucking clerk.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, like, that is hilarious. Let's watch it again. Let me get one of those tapes.
Oh, man. This movie's incredible, though.
It really is. It's so fucking good. And yeah, like I said, like just that fucking ending. Oof.
Yep. That's going to be one of my next two.
Finally get out, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Andy, you're up. What's he gonna
do? I got dreams. Man, I can't wait till next year.
Shit. Well, yeah, that was definitely gonna be one of mine. I will go with my favorite movie of the year of 1993 when it came out. Oh. Saw this thing multiple times in theaters, and I wasn't a multiple theater kid. And yeah, I didn't have multiple theoritis. I'm going to go with my favorite movie. He was a star to me, a hero. He was Last Action Hero.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this movie holds up so fucking well, too. If you go and watch this shit, like, this is a movie that got, like, shit on during that time frame. Because people didn't know how to take it, which is kind of a ridiculous thought, right? But like, people didn't really know how to take it. Like, this movie holds up incredibly well. It's hilarious, but there's like action, and they keep taking it from here to there, so you get like the little thriller elements too. Like, it's a fire ass movie.
It is a great movie. I definitely saw it in the theater at least two times as a kid.
You know, and you know, this was, I feel like this was another big marketing push too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
100%. But like all the callbacks to other Arnold movies, was awesome. And like, that was my favorite thing about Arnold Schwarzenegger growing, like, which is probably a wild thing to hear for some people. But to me, when I thought about Arnold Schwarzenegger, I thought about like those like one-liners, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what Arnold was to me as a kid, right? Mm. It wasn't necessarily the whole Terminator movies and all that kind of stuff. It was like, it was our version of memes or GIFs or whatever, if you will, back then, right?
Yeah.
So that's like what Arnold was to me. And Last Action Hero, you got all that. It was awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on a, he just kind of did a podcast run because he's got a book coming out. And like, what's really cool is to hear him, like, because he admits, like, he's like, yeah, I never took myself seriously. Like,
yeah.
That's why he was willing to do that. The, you know, those movies that were like fun and everything like that. Like,
dude, his movies hold up so well. It's it's crazy.
Yeah.
To me, like, he's almost like, those movies have almost gotten better over time, which is wild. But yeah,
fuck yeah,
yeah. That was, I wanted to be that kid, you know.
Hell yeah,
and you got a great villain with a bunch of eyes, you know. Ooh, where do I want to go here? Okay. I'm going to go. Yeah, I have to. I'm going to go with my favorite football movie of all time, The Program.
Oh, shit.
God
damn
it.
I knew you were going to take that.
God damn it.
I don't even have
the other football movie on here.
Yeah.
And it, most people say that's the best one of all time. They're wrong. The Program is the best football movie of all time.
100%.
I thought these were going to be your first two picks. Your last two picks, I thought, were going to be your first two picks.
Which is good, because, like, The Fugitive's one that would have, I would have thought gone in the first two rounds.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I may have taken it more around here, so you may have been able to get it. I don't know for sure.
Who knows? But either way, yeah. Like, I got, you know, three top ones for me. But The Program,
yeah,
it was all fucking based on, like, actual college athletes and all that kind of stuff. So like, everything about it felt so fucking real, because
mm-hmm.
like, each people had the different stories. They were probably a bit racist with the Alvin Mack story, but yeah. But like, they all had different stories, and they all came from different college kids they took inspiration from.
Yeah.
This was a movie I watched before every football game, you know, in high school. We'd watch this and eat big fucking plates of spaghetti. Was like the ritual, you know?
Yeah. Shoot yourself up and paint your face like a skull.
Yep, yep. Yeah. First team!
Is this the movie where
let's not tell Coach about this.
Yeah. Is this fucking the movie where they laid out in traffic? Is this that same movie where they laid out in traffic?
I think that was Necessary Roughness.
Necessary Roughness, you're right. You're
this was right. This was like a train track thing.
Okay.
Yeah. With Joe Kane.
Joe Kane, yeah.
I've seen Joe Kane. Both.
Yeah. Fucking alcoholic father.
Oh, that's so fucking perfect.
Joe Kane.
And the two tailbacks. Young Jeez. Omar Epps.
Oh, fuck. Dude. Young Holly.
Ooh, yeah.
Jeez, man. Yeah. The leading ladies in this were, you know, the love interest ladies were smoking. Yeah, this movie's, definitely my favorite football movie all time.
It's a badass movie. You're back, Drew.
Yeah, I'm just,
You're sweating.
I'm just looking down the list. I'm trying to. You're next, right, James?
Yep.
Look at that.
All right.
You got. Oh, shit. Nope. Fuck.
Just don't even bother.
Look at that. My top four. Look at that. It was.
Oh, shit.
Last Action Hero, Fugitive, Program, Menace to Society.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right.
You might have seen the one underneath it. Shit.
The two I'm debating could go. Either one could go to James. But this one is the one, especially at this time period, I watched the most. And not only did I watch it the most, this was a family favorite.
And
it was, it starred this young up-and-comer named Pauly Shore.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
You weren't going to take son-in-law.
Yes, I was. And Carla Gugino.
Carla Gugino. This is the movie I fell in love with her. And then I stayed in love with her for the rest of her career up until today, where I'm still in love with her.
There it is.
And that fucking guy we brought up, I think, last year. I forget his name, but the dad who's, you know, the coach from Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Banks.
and then my cousin Vinny. Yeah, we talked about him last year. But yeah, he's, you know. Not crotch. It's crawl.
Son-in-Law, yeah, is by far the best Pauly Shore movie by far.
Oh, absolutely.
And I've literally recently, within the last 6 months.
Wow. I'd like, have to think about that one.
I've recently, in the last 6 months, gone through and watched all of Pauly Shore's catalog. Well, at least the ones that matter. And Son-in-Law is by far the one that holds up the best, at least.
So
I'm telling you, go watch Biodome, Andy. It does not hold up as well as you think. But it's still great, just not as well as you think. Son-in-Law is still so fucking good, though.
There's things like even this. Like every time I see like the Hungry Man, I'm always like, how do you please a hungry man? Sing it, Rebecca. Like I always think of that line. Yeah. Like there's just so many from this. Fucking, yeah. Oh, it's so good. And then his little fucking computer hacking skills. Dude, so cool.
I love it. I fucking love it.
Yeah, we're a couple years away from what I consider is his best.
The kid, though, in the movie, is like, he steals the fucking show.
Yeah, he's going to get brought up again.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, he's about to get brought up right now. Thanks for...
reminding you.
Thanks for I already had it because I thought you were just about to take this.
Oh,
so I'm glad that you didn't. And I'm going The Sandlot.
Yeah.
Damn.
My God.
We all need some peppercorn in our life.
This is like ask any dude our age what his favorite movie was as a kid, and I bet you 9 times out of 10 they're gonna say The Sandlot. One of them may say, like, Sleepless in Seattle or something, but The Sandlot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Easy.
I mean,
Sandlot's absolute heat.
It's fucking amazing.
We all, like, we've all been through the fantasy of the lifeguard girl coming to save us, you know?
Absolutely.
You know what's crazy too about The Sandlot is you could probably talk to any like young boy today and he's probably watched The Sandlot. Like his dad probably showed him The Sandlot or somebody showed him The Sandlot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is like this is like a movie that every boy watches. It's like the coming of age movie.
Well, this was their storytelling was on par with like the feel that you got from watching The Wonder Years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like that old, like older, like wholesome, like dad voice.
It's like the baseball menace to society, you know?
Yeah.
It really is.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Oh, man.
Benny the Jet, and the things that he would do with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And the fucking soundtrack. soundtrack to this movie.
Yeah.
And the kid who plays the great Bambino, also in Son-in-Law, he had a great fucking year in 1993. Holy shit.
Big Green?
Huh?
When was the Big Green?
I thought it was after this.
Yeah. That was him, though, right?
That is him, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm pretty sure the Big Green will probably be coming up in 94,
95. Oh, man, so, I can't wait to talk about the Big Green.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for next year.
All right, here we go.
I'm saving my steel card all year for that.
It's back to me.
Back to back.
There's a movie.
I you know, we were supposed to have a guest this week, and I'm kind of glad we didn't, because I get to get into some weirder picks now.
I did have a sweet line though.
Yeah.
For our guest, yeah. Mm. Chopping it up with the cheese like a bodega.
All right.
Nice chopped cheese.
I'm gonna take this movie. Because this is possibly because I love the franchise so much.
Oh,
this parody hit me like harder than probably any other parody movie.
Hell yeah.
And I'm going to go National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1.
Oh. Oh.
I thought you were going somewhere else.
Damn it. So did I. God damn it. This stings, bro. Ugh.
No, dude. I
fucking love Loaded Weapon.
It's so fucking funny, dude. Emilio in this movie.
Sammy Jack had a fucking year on him in 1990.
Yeah, he did.
Holy shit.
This is another one, me and my brother. What are you doing? Nothing. Taking a shit. we say that shit all the time to each other.
fuck, dude, I'm telling you, like, and Emilio at this time was like, I was just like a huge fan of Emilio Estevez as a kid, which is weird. Yeah. That's a weird thing to say.
Hell yeah, man.
Man.
And I was like, Emilio!
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Dude, the fucking, the microfilm? The microfish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Emilio had himself a fucking year, too, I believe.
The fucking, yeah, it's...
Yeah, because he also
bigger,
had...
It's bigger than I thought it was from the outside. Yeah, I use white colors.
Dude, his fucking trailer, and when you go inside, there was like... That was one of my favorite things as a kid.
Yeah.
I almost wanted... Like, as a kid, I would think, I'm going to get a house one day. I'm going to recreate this.
Like, it's going to be real small on the outside, but huge on the inside.
Park a trailer out front and then, like, build a shroud, and then it goes into your house. Oh, shit. All right. Drew, you're back.
Damn.
So I got lucky because the two that I was worried with you, James, are both out there still.
Oh, shit.
So I'm going to go with a movie that, look, a couple years ago, I think we were all fighting for a movie that, a little movie called Palm Springs, and this is the predecessor. Give me Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Such a good Bill Murray, Andy McDowell. I don't know. I feel like Andy McDowell was big at this time, too. Maybe this was kind of her jumping off point. But...
Yeah,
Chris Elliott.
Chris Elliott is really like... He's like the most underrated guy, I swear.
He sure as fuck is. Yeah.
He's one of the funniest fucking dudes.
What was his fucking Walker Texas Ranger Adult Swim show?
Oh my god, what the fuck was it? Oh, I'm going to look it up right now.
I want to say it was like Eagle something.
Eagle Eye or Oh. I'll tell you, here it is. Maybe. Eagle Heart,
yeah.
Yeah.
God, that shit was so good.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah. Here it is, founder. Andy McDowell. So, yeah, she had three movies in 93. The other, well, I know one of them is a big movie. I'm just not fucking picking it. Mm-hmm. And she had Groundhog Day, and then another one none of us are going to pick.
Oh, Andy McDowell's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, she had a bang in a year.
I love her, too. Yeah. Always been a big fan. And Groundhog Day is just, I mean, it's one of those movies that I've probably watched every year since it came out. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I see this movie at least once a year somehow.
Yeah.
There's no other Groundhog, like, day event movies, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They own Groundhog Day.
Exactly.
It would be one pick.
Just as we would Groundhog pick it every round, though. In remembrance of Groundhog Day.
Be, yeah, that would be fitting.
Holy shit.
Oh, that would be really fucking funny. We should cut this and fucking do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, right. Shit, I'm up.
Yeah.
I feel like it's weird. I feel like I've gone a bit adult in my picks for the most part because, well, The Fugitive I liked pretty early. I guess The Program, too, since I'm saying high school. But, like, at that time, Last Action Hero was the one that I was like, that was my shit in 93 when I was 11. This is not that case. This is a movie that I grew to appreciate way later. And it's pretty fucking, like, beautiful. And at the same time, hilarious and action-packed and all that kind of stuff. I'm going... Young stoner Brad Pitt, give me True Romance.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. This movie. Holy shit.
Yeah, this is where everybody's in it. Definitely like one I probably would have picked earlier, but like, yeah. It's just, there's so much fucking defense in this one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, this movie has everything, though. Like, this is Quentin's writing. I don't know if it's debut or not.
You sound like Stefan. You're like, it has everything. It's Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah,
it has
everything. Yeah. But yeah. It does, like, fucking Christian Slater.
Red Soprano.
Yeah. It does, as James Gandolfini.
Christopher Walken.
A dirty
guy.
I know.
A dirty Christopher Walken.
It's like that thing where you put the...
It's like, Christopher, what you've been walking in.
The guy, from, the guy
True from, Romance.
The guy from Pump Up the Volume.
Oh, man. Oh, fuck. Dude, Trish Arquette, Christian Slater fucking killed it. Mm-hmm. Old Man Hopper, Brad Pitt, Christopher Walken, Val Kilmer as Elvis, James Gandolfini, like, just... fucking loaded. Sam Jack has already had four of our picks, I believe.
That's insane. Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck.
That's
Jurassic Park, Loaded Weapon 1. He's in Menace to Society, right?
Yep. Yeah. That's insane.
And what else? And True Romance.
True Romance. I don't know if we've ever had that or we've had a dude picked four times this early,
yeah,
in a fucking year.
Or for him to have all these movies out this year. Like
this fucking...
I know where you're going, Drew.
Sam Jackson Bracketology.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, okay, that too. I was going to say we draft actors like best runs.
No, I think, I mean... That's
you know what I'm saying? Too, so like this person in 1993 or this person in 2000, though.
Yeah.
The best year.
Like his Shaft years and Marvel years and then like his early years. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
But I do like that too. I like the bracketology of it.
I think we do bracketology. I bet you he's definitely got that many movies. Definitely.
And like what's crazy is he has so many fucking, even like Menace to Society, like he's in it like you fucking blink and miss it, but like
it's a big part, though.
It's a big part, yeah. But
and it's like, very, like,
yeah.
Well remembered.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. You know what else is well remembered?
This dude.
Well,
don't ever keep your phones far from your pants.
Oh, even if you do, remember it.
And remember this. when you quote the Raven.
Mm-hmm. Never be sheedy.
That's it. What you guys got?
So I finished Star Wars Clone Wars. Okay. And my God, seasons 5, 6, and 7 will fucking put you through the ringer. I'm telling you, I can't stop talking about this show. I love it so much. It's so fucking good. But when it ends, it ends. And there's not really I want more. Yeah. I want more.
Is it like over or they're running it back?
Well, now like they have Ahsoka, the live action version. So like that kind of extends the story in a new era.
But you want more of what?
I want this show.
You want more Clone Wars.
Well, even just this show. Like I want like the wars to be over and still follow Ahsoka in the show somehow. They couldn't
maybe
do it.
Somehow
no
they
way
do
to
a
do it,
Gen V of the boys kind of deal. Yeah. Is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see Ahsoka no longer living in the Jedi Order, and now she's just on her own, and you see her...
She's got an apartment in New York.
Let me tell you about this show called Ahsoka.
Well, I know, but I want to see her more. Cause that's like,
is she living in an apartment in New York?
Ahsoka the show... No. Ahsoka the show takes place much later, like after Vader's already been killed and everything, so like... Yeah, I want to see the Ahsoka young woman years, you know what I mean?
I want to see Ahsoka.
I'm sure you do.
Go to Bayside High.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to see Ahsoka.
She's already a fully trained Jedi, so she doesn't need to go to school.
You know what I'm saying?
This is like the college years.
Yeah.
Ahsoka.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just such an amazing show.
Fucking Hayden Christensen just calling her mama.
Also,
Ahsoka, you have to wear a towel out of the shower. You just can't air dry in college. You know, I can see it now.
Oh yeah. God.
Yeah.
And then I also went to the Who's Bucks game. I went to a Bucks game, and it was fun.
Hell
the Bucks won.
You got a dub. You got to watch a victory.
Yeah, I got to watch the Bucks win. We went with my family, which was cool. So me and my mom, dad, and sister.
Yeah, you were like, oh, shucking ears.
Yeah, well, shucking ears. It was a fun time.
Hell yeah, man. You get to see a dub.
Hell yeah. It was a great game. It was fun to watch the players do what you want them to do.
Hey, score the ball, stop the scoring.
Yeah, exactly. You guys Go did team. It. You guys did what we asked.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
No, I love it. You get to see an awesome Mike Evans performance.
Yeah, yeah. Although he did drop that ball in the end zone, which was crazy. Like
he
bubbled it though, and it's like it was like right there. It was, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anybody would catch that ball. Anybody. You know what I mean?
Any, meeny, miny, mo.
Yeah. I'm such a shitty fan. He had two other touchdown catches, and I'm focusing on the one he dropped.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And it didn't even cost him the game.
That's right.
Nope. Like, and you're still like,
I'm still like, fuck that guy.
I wonder if you ever do that for the guard. Oh, that motherfucker missed that pulling block. Like, man, when he had that one false start. Oh, really gets my fucking grinds gearing.
Since I don't care about football, I'm going to start saying my favorite players are like guards.
Yeah.
Fucking learn. Learn linemen. Offensive linemen, even. The least exciting.
Dude, I know you're not fucking with me. The greatest football player of all time is Alan Faneca. Like, you can't tell me different. You never saw him get beat. Like, he could handle a double with both his arms.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Can your favorite player do that? No, he just caught 100 touchdowns. Pussy.
He just won 6 Super Bowls.
What a loser.
Oh, oh, man. Well, yeah. Fuck, something happened. Oh, yeah. Hey, Goshi, suck it.
Oh, yeah. Suck it, Goshi.
Yeah.
Suck it,
Goshi.
With some hot sauce. Yeah,
the latest season of Big Brother finished. 100 days in the house. Your boy, you know, no big deal. 98 points. No big deal. Number two, 69 points. No big deal. The next one, like in the 40s, that's where Goshi was. No big deal. Beat him by more than he scored. No big deal. It's a big deal.
Holy shit. How are you so good at this? Are you dominating this every year now?
Yeah.
The Goshis probably aren't even.
Like
they're
three
not,
of them.
They're
three
not
wins.
Even going to invite you back now. They're probably tired of your ass.
Probably. Yeah.
Like this motherfucker.
One Andy in this house.
They're like, who does he know that's on the Big Brother production team? Yeah.
Well, the crazy thing is, so we drafted 16 players. There was a 17th player, and the player that we did not draft, like, was in great physical condition, all that, like, looked like he'd be fine. He got kicked off the show for, like hate language or whatever.
Oh.
And none of us drafted him. So that was kind of crazy. And then the other craziest thing is I had the first pick. Goshi had the second pick. And I picked this dude, Jag. He picked this dude, Matt. And they were the final two.
Oh,
shit. In the whole show. And we picked those, the first two. And like his first thing, I screen capped. It was somebody didn't do their studying, like to my first pick. And then my guy's the one that won.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I screen capped and sent it back to him.
Oh, man, when shit talk backfires. Oh, I great. Fucking love it.
Then I put like a little like GIF or meme thing of a receipt.
Oh, hell yeah. Fuck yeah. That's
awesome.
It was good. How are you so good at that?
I don't know. I've had some crazy good luck. I think I've had 3 winners in a row, which is pretty wild.
So you just study this. What do? You study the cast, and then you just determine in your head who's going to win this.
For what they give us, yeah. And I just kind of look, and I'm like, who do I think is going to be able to, one, hold it together for an entire show and not have, like, a meltdown? So I try to rule those people out.
Yeah.
And then, two, who's somebody that looks like they can have good social and good mental? And then I, like, form out of those. And then I do a little bit of same thing what I do with drafting things for the future year, like the hunk of the year. What's that called? Sexiest man.
Sexiest man. Yeah.
So I'll try to like do some like who's won it recently. So where would they go this time around? More than likely,
mm-hmm.
You know. And I try to like mix up that. That's why I did the Ulysses thing, because if you remember, I picked based on, but I bet they would want him to be the one that actually committed the crime. And that was more of what it was based on.
I gotcha. Okay.
So I use some of that same thinking when I'm doing my draft picking here.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drew, text Goshi, tell him listen to this part of the show so he knows how to.
Yeah.
Come at me, bro.
Now he knows Andy's secrets.
Hey, don't give away my scouting report. You know? It's pretty crazy though. Yeah, I've picked the winner with my first pick the last 3 years somehow.
That's fucking
little luck.
That's legit as fuck though. That's awesome.
You know what's real crazy though is I bet if people did their own prediction shows for like just the draft podcast, I bet that none of them would have had on their bingo card two of the members will each tell a different scorpion story within 6 weeks of each other.
Oh.
Because, Andy, you told your story about your fucking scorpion-infested house.
Yeah.
And then, I had some tequila this weekend. had a fucking scorpion in the bottle.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was good tequila. Like, I wish I didn't even think, like, I didn't take a picture of the label, but, like, it was fucking good. Like, it might have even been Mezcal, but I'm not sure. But, like,
you said it was smooth?
But, yeah, and kind of smoky. Like, oh, my God, yeah.
And did you eat the scorpion at the end?
Bellows, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Did you swallow the scorpion at the end?
No. So we didn't kill the bottle.
Like, oh, okay.
I honestly probably would have, but I felt like it's too cool of a piece for me to, like, drink somebody's fucking entire bottle of. Like,
yeah.
But do you want them to think you're freaky?
Yeah.
Because like, you could be like, take the scorpion out. Let me lick the tip.
Just let me.
It looked like a big ass scorpion in there too, though.
Dude, it was a big one. Cause yeah, I was looking up like other, like I was trying to find the bottle, but I couldn't find it like on Google Images.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other ones out there, but dude, the scorpions are tiny.
Yeah, that's
but
what this I've thing seen was before.
Fucking like long.
Yeah. The one like, you showed me was fucking scary. I thought it was a Halloween decoration.
The scorpion you showed us, like, I want to shrink down real small, turn into a piece of paper, and then ride that scorpion.
Yeah.
You know, like a paper man.
Yeah, I get you.
Well, you do? Yeah,
like,
you get
like
him?
On some origami shit.
Yeah, origami Andy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like, I got a little pointer... Little pointy hands and a little pointy head and a pointy nose, because you've just done origami on me, and I'm just riding that scorpion.
Your head looks like the triangle,
exactly.
Man from a fucking Silent Hill.
Yeah, somebody put a couple dots though, so I could see.
Yeah,
the scorpion's just gonna poke those dot eyes right out with its paper scorpion tail.
No, I'm gonna ride it like a fucking stop motion. You know,
yeah.
that's how I'm gonna ride that shit. I'm gonna stop motion that hoe.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
hey, scorpion, get your ass out that bottle. What are you doing in there? Come on,
Andy's gonna turn you into paper mache and ride your ass as a paper Andy.
You can't get stuck in a damn bottle. What are you doing, scorpion?
Randy.
Fuck. Man. I don't even know what part of your scorpion mind you pull this shit from. Like,
oh man.
That's so funny. Well,
Virgo on like, Scorpio action, you know?
Sounds like he's the one fucking drinking poisonous venom.
I know. It sounds like he just ate a fucking scorpion.
That was the funny thing though, because I was they had this bottle and the guy said yeah, we've had it for months. Like, he's like, but he's like, the other dude that was there is like, yeah, he's the only one that will drink it though. Everybody else is kind of like afraid to drink out of it.
Oh damn.
I was like, I'll fucking try it.
I feel like that'd be an honor to drink out of that bottle.
Yeah.
I will say this. I've come around on tequila.
Dude, I am too.
Tequila is so fucking good.
I think what it is, we just got bad perceptions of tequila because tequila became known as the shot that you don't want to take at bars and it's night enders, right?
Yeah.
But like, it got a bad rap.
I think for a long time, too, there was just like shit tequila. Like,
yeah.
It's starting to become like a very much like a fucking like an artisan kind of fucking drink, you know what
which
I mean?
Which I love. Like, yeah, it's having its bourbon moment from like 10 years ago.
Yeah. So now everybody and like a lot of celebrities are doing tequilas now. So it's like, you know, it's becoming very, very cool.
Yeah. Well, I like it. It's like, it's clean. It's crisp.
Yeah.
If you ever need if you want a spicy drink, a spicy tequila is actually miles better than a lot of spicy drinks that you get from other stuff. I don't know why, but the tequila plays it off super nice.
Yeah, I remember like when I, you know, around those years where we just started, like it was like Cuervo and Patron, like that was it. Maybe 1800 was around, but like But now, dude, there's so much.
I'm gonna drop it like it's hot. Tequila! Dude, that song goes hard as fuck.
I know. From my third pick, The Sandlot. On the soundtrack. I've definitely been a tequila boy lately, busting out in margaritas. So,
hell yeah. I'm not mad at that.
Are you guys, I'm partial to the white. Like, are you guys, are the, like, you know, the clear?
The clear,
Yeah.
It's something cleaner and crisper about it, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of clean and crisp, gotta take me a nice clean pick here. I want something here that, like, I loved back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going for here. So give me give me Wayne's World 2.
Oh shit,
dude.
Yeah.
Fucking solid pick.
Yeah, you get Wayne Stock, you know?
Yeah.
Which you is get fire ass name. You get a lot of, like, great little jokes. The fight scene for the respect of her father is one of the great pieces of cinema.
Yeah.
I fucking love that.
You get Christopher Walken.
Yeah, Christopher Walken again.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude. So much walking. What was walking's year like? Jeez. Yeah.
I know. Jeez.
The roadie. What was his name? Gil or Glenn or something like that. Like, it was, okay. And then we had to go to this little sweet shop. And they think he has all these cool stories, but it's the same fucking story over and over again. It's great big Bengal tiger.
Oh man. Fucking Garth's playing with the lady.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, so fucking good. Aerosmith actually showing up. That was pretty cool. Dude,
those jokes, the fucking, are just so fucking, take me, Wayne. Where? I'm low on gas and you need a jacket.
You don't have a jacket, yeah.
Oh
man, the Charlton Heston thing?
Yes! I know it's a small part, but do we really have to suffer this?
Yeah. such a shot. The naked Indian, fucking dig all that stuff.
Did you find it weird how much they showed his buttocks?
Christopher Walken, besides True Romance and Wayne's World 2, he had two TV movies and he was in a Madonna music video for the music. For the song Bad Girl.
Damn, I got two walk-ins.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I'm walking in sunshine over here.
All right, Drew.
Man, these are my seven are filling up fast, and I still have so much.
I know.
Really?
Oh, fuck.
All right.
Whoops. Oh well.
I'm gonna go a little serious here, but not as serious as some might think. I'm going with another fucking quotable fucking movie. I'll be a Huckleberry. Give me Tombstone.
Oh hell yeah. Great pick,
dude. Fucking yeah. Val Kilmer.
I thought you'd be the one to pick it.
Val Kilmer is fucking Doc Holliday.
He's
so fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's a great fucking movie.
Yeah,
also,
this is my favorite of these types of movies.
Emilio's in this, right? Is he in this? No.
That's
the other Young Guns. Kurt Russell's in this.
Kurt Russell, Sam Elliott, Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Powers Booth.
Fucking Paxton.
Dude.
One of the best. One of the greats.
Yeah.
Miss that guy. R.I.P.
Yep.
Yeah. This is such a good fucking movie, though.
Sam Elliott. It is.
Yeah. This is
Sam Elliott's got one of an all-time great mustaches.
Yeah.
As far as
they I think this was before Wyatt Earp, right? Like Wyatt Earp came out next year.
I think you're right.
Yeah, but this was like, you know, there's always like I feel like they always do this, right? Like they always put out one movie and then like that was good. Let's put out a movie just almost like it.
But this was like the time frame for those, and I actually dug some of them. But like you got like
Unforgiven hit, and they were like, "We're gonna make westerns again."
Yeah, we're gonna pound this shit into the ground. Yeah.
We had another little like western kick up in like the mid 2010s, and then it's gone again.
Yeah. Oh, I think just like 2 years ago it was.
Well, it just flipped to TV.
Well, now it's TV. It yeah, you're right. Yeah. Like yeah,
Yellowstone's the biggest shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys watch that?
I don't, but I know that there's so many people that do.
Yeah, I think I watched the first 4 seasons, and then I kind of like just petered off this last one.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. Or maybe so this you was are. The
first season. I don't know.
All right. This is tough. This is so tough.
Man. Okay.
Well, I think I'm going to take the other parody movie that I made you guys freak out about when I took the last parody movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you guys know I'm a real Mel Brooks head. And, and this movie, so many fucking quotes, like, hilarious. Also, I feel like it's the first time I met Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
And Dave Chappelle's still with me to this day, you know. Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Absolutely.
They're men in tights. Yeah. Tight tights.
Fuck, man. Yeah.
Harry Ellis is second. Because he was the dad in Sandlot, right?
Jeez. No. It was Dennis Leary. Was the dad in Sandlot. That's right. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, fucking Harry Ellis. Motherfucking champion. Drew's got his name written on their arm there, tattooed on.
Doesn't say Carrie fucking Ellis, though. So.
I know. It's still his little fucking spaghetti noodle handshake, too, is like. Yeah. But still like the guy. And Robin Hood, Man in Tights.
Tight.
Just so fucking funny, dude. Like, all the little lines, like. Like, Blinken, fix your boobs. I don't know. Blinken is such a funny character. Yeah. Chappelle's so funny. If I was that close, close to a horse's wiener, I'd be worried about getting pissed on. I'm so pissed off.
Did you say Abe Lincoln?
Nah, man. Abe Lincoln. I said Abe Blinken. Hold the reins, man. It's just so great. There's so much great stuff in this movie, and it's so fucking funny. Even to this day, like there's no way you can watch this and not laugh.
Yeah.
And if you do,
what is the guy's name? The fucking long haired guy, the comedian. He's the prince. Prince John.
Richard Lewis.
Yeah, Richard Lewis. Yeah. God.
He's so funny in this.
I have a mole.
All right, let's see here. Man. I'm back.
Hey, Abbott!
Damn it.
So, some picks I thought would have gone way higher are just still sitting out there.
I know.
I'm surprised by them.
It's so tough, though, because there's so. Dude, my list is so long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all went more like adultish.
I'm about to take another.
Some of these kid ones.
I'm about to take another kid one, though.
Okay. And
this time, it's another. I'm taking two baseball movies.
I knew it.
I'm taking two motherfucking baseball movies because how can I not?
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't have Funky Butt Lovin' if this movie didn't exist. And you know, everybody loves them some Funky Butt Lovin' here and there these days. You know what I mean?
100%.
So I'm going Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. Funky Butt Lovin' is in right now.
It is. Funky Butt Lovin' is definitely a popular thing.
This had people. This might have been part. Here was the thing for me. So I like the Dodgers early. Because of Jackie Robinson, just like all the books and books, crazy. There was pictures in them. But like all that stuff, like, first black player, Major League Baseball, that like, so I was a Jackie Robinson guy. And then I liked Oral Hershiser. And then they had, the Kirk Gibson game, all that shit. But then came like the 90s and like, then the Cubs were like, my favorite team, and part of it was Rookie of the Year, I think. It was WGN, Harry Carey, and then, like, Rookie of the Year, and all these things coming together, it made so many people into Cubs fans.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Fucking Henry Rowan Gardner.
Hosenblatter. God knows it.
Fucking Daniel Stern, man.
I know, dude. This movie is fucking great, and fucking Nick Nolte. Nick Nolte plays like the good, like he's like the guy that the mom falls for in the, like,
it's crazy.
Nick fucking Nolte. Like, I don't know. It's hilarious, but I love it.
Damn.
It's a great movie. Fucking great movie. Nick fucking Nolte. You like Nick Nolte, lady?
Have you seen him talk about sausages?
Sausages? No.
Isn't that him or is that Gary Busey? Fuck, I always get those two confused.
That's fair. Oh,
you know what? It's Gary Busey in this movie, not Nick Nolte. I just mixed him up. It's Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
Yeah. See, fucked it up.
There's like a recent fucking thing that was going around TikTok or, on Reels or whatever where he's like, he's like, get them butter sausages or something like that. And, like, it was fucking weird. Like, he just mumbled about food, and it's the weirdest fucking thing.
Dude, the fact that I just realized it's Gary Busey makes it even worse. The mom fell for Gary fucking Busey?
Oh, man.
That's even worse now.
Yeah.
Gary Busey, lady? Come on. Come on. All right, Drew.
Oh fuck!
Let's get Busey with this pick.
Busey. I don't want him to take this one. I'm worried. I'm fucking so worried. Okay. Do it, Drew.
Dude, this list is wild.
It's so hard. There's a movie on there that I really want to take, but it's just such a low grade movie.
I get it.
But
I think I have it.
But I love it so much.
God, I got a couple like that.
This is not a low grade movie. This has like some of the greatest fucking actors and actresses of all time. Give me Grumpy Old Men.
Oh, damn.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck! I wanted that one. Ugh. These two playing off each other was fucking fire.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And what's her name coming in and fucking, I mean.
Yeah.
You talk about a gilf.
Dude, I was like, hold up. Let her cook.
Fucking, what is the... Kevin Pollak is the one dude's son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were hilarious, though. Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon, like, just playing off each other. Fuck.
Are you more a Lemmon or more a Matthau?
Matthau.
I
think I'm more a Matthau, too.
I think I always, like, kind of went to Matthau. But, like, Lemmon's, like...
Lemon's like was like his Spade to his Farley in a way.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was very straight man, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking A. I love it.
But Mathau, man, I was like, that old dude's funny as fuck. I remember thinking that in my head as, like, you know, an 11-year-old.
Yeah. He's just so goofy looking.
Dude, he's got those ears that I was talking about.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those two movies, too, were like kids fucking loved those old dudes.
Yeah,
old dudes,
I loved fucking Cocoon.
Yeah, me too. I loved Batteries Not Included.
Cocoon slaps, man.
Fuck. All right, Andy.
Oh, okay. So I messed up not taking this last round. This is, you guys know, this is a movie that I fucking love. And this was, you know, this was a dude that was high on my movie actor list, like with Arnold back in that day. And it was old Charlie Sheen. Give me Hot Shots Part 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, man.
A lot of number twos this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, I love the jokes and all of these like style of comedies and stuff. These like little one-liners, these like Mitch Hedberg ass, you know, mm-hmm. bars that they drop.
Yeah.
You get father and son passing each other with, I loved you on Wall Street. It's fucking hilarious. All the stuff with the ladies, like some of like just the direct lines and what they mean, like there's a lot of very like airplane style humor in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, man. All the Rambo stuff, like where all the guns turn into like a punching glove or a fucking banana. The dude slips on the banana. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man. It's such a brilliant fucking movie.
It is. Okay. Yes, they both are. But yeah, fucking old Topper Harley, man.
Dude.
And Charlie Sheen, I mean,
dude, that whole fucking Rambo thing at the beginning where he goes to dip the fucking things and then it's fucking like ice cream topping.
Oh yeah,
like M&M
gummy bear. Yeah, fucking M&Ms. He gets a whole dessert bar on his gloves. Oh my god, you think he's gonna dip it in like fucking shattered glass? And yeah. Oh god, that joke's so hilarious. And they're just like kicking, they're just like killing everybody around them,
mm-hmm.
you know, not even really fighting each other.
Hell yeah.
Smash the ref's head. Yeah.
Dude, I am so bummed because there's going to be some fucking movies out there.
Oh, I know.
And it's not even like movies that like,
I know,
like, yeah. Are Oscar-worthy movies. I just mean there are movies that I'm just not going to get to.
Yeah,
that are just dog shit movies that I fucking love.
I'm going to do one here.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one here. This movie holds up, and I don't care if it holds up because it's just in my mind that it holds up.
Yeah.
This movie fucking
I know
holds
what
up.
You're going to do.
Oh, man. I got to take Airborne.
Oh,
that's
shit.
The one.
That is not what
that's
I thought.
That's the one
I
was thinking of.
Yeah. Dude.
Wow.
Inline roller skating movie,
dude. Yeah. I know. Roller,
come on now.
Fucking rollerblades. I loved it.
But like the contest at the end and
Jack Black,
all the shit.
Jack
like you're
Black
just like
in this fucking movie.
I remember watching those style of movies. Like I think about like the second Goofy movie, right? Where Max is trying to like he's on the skateboard team and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like those kind of like competitions at the end. Where things are happening,
dude.
And all that kind of stuff. I'm super into that. Those, like, type of scenes.
You give me an X Games movie, I'm fucking all over it. I'm fucking dude. All over that shit.
That's why I love all the, like, the ski resort movies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where they have to ski a slope at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Dumb and Dumber.
Exactly. Winter sports movie, Dumb and Dumber. But Airborne, man, I don't care. Like, I watch this once every couple years, and I always am like, Still doesn't suck to me.
It's a great movie. You know, it doesn't suck. I'm actually interested in, like, right when we're done here, going and watching Airborne. Right when we're done here,
like, dude, it's the perfect, like,
it's a great movie.
Going to bed movie, you know.
Seth Green,
is
in this, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Seth Green, Jack Black.
I loved the main kid, Shane McDermott. I don't know what happened to him because he's not even clickable.
Yeah, he didn't even do shit after this.
He must not have, because, like, I can't even click on his name in Wikipedia.
Well, I got him on IMDb here. Let's see what he's got. He has 6 acting jobs.
Damn. And he stopped. How did he land Airborne?
He stopped acting in 1996 when he was on All My Children.
Dude, think about this though. How did he land Airborne?
I don't know. Like, he had 2 TV movies before Airborne. They must have done pretty well in, and then they...
He must have been, you know what?
They just needed that kid's look.
Hey, we're going to go for a face that nobody knows, but this dude can skate his ass off.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they went that route, thinking, like, he's going to bust out big. Little did they know, 30 years later.
He didn't do shit. All he did was TV stuff after this. Even after, before and after, this is the only movie that he made.
He made that sound kind of sexual. I only do TV stuff. Don't you even think about doing movie stuff to my body. Only TV stuff.
TV PG, bitch.
Yeah. You could touch the outside of my blouse. You know? He can't be exposing nothing.
All right, Drew.
This ain't the 03 Super Bowl.
Dude.
No nips. And only a select few curse words. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to take one of those because I was going to go a different route, and I'm like, nah, got to get Airborne.
Yeah. I was close to taking it.
I'm going to go with one just because, honestly, like, I'm hoping you guys thin some stuff out before my fucking
honorables.
So yeah. I'm going to go with one that it's actually not crazy that it's the 7th pick. At least in this draft, but I think, you know, if Roger Ebert were doing this draft, it'd be a little different, but I'll go with Schindler's List.
Yeah. I love that Airborne was taken right before Schindler's List. Yeah. Suck it, Schindler.
And, like, honestly, like,
you can't even beat a rollerblader.
I wouldn't even be picking it now.
Like, nope.
But, like, I have more than 3 that I want in my honorables, and I just don't know if it's going to get whittled down. Dude, so I was like, well, let me take this.
You know how this would have went higher? If it was Principal Skinner's List.
Skinner's List.
Oh, Skinner's List. I thought when you said
is that, what
I thought you meant, like, if he was picking.
Is that like a Treehouse of Horror sketch or something?
No, it'd just be a funnier movie.
Yeah,
that backfired on you, actually.
Oh, it did. Oh, damn! It would be.
You even mic dropped. Like, you chose that one.
Yeah. I thought that thing was so fire, man. I had that gassed up ready to fucking
you were
go,
all
man.
About it. Like, I'm gonna hit him with this.
I remember when we did funny movie scenes. If you guys remember, I accidentally sent my list of funny, and one of them was the girl in the red dress in Schindler's List. I purposely sent, like, the fucking 5 most horrific scenes in movies.
Oh, man. That's great.
Oh, shit. All right, here we go. Back to me.
Uh-huh.
And,
Fuck, man. Skinner, though. That was so good. What do I want to take
here? One pick.
All right. I'm going to take my... Because I had 2, like... dog shit movies that I love so much from this time. Uh-huh. So I'm going to take the other dog shit movie because Andy took the first dog shit movie.
Oh.
Airborne. And I'm going to go with a one, John Woo, in his movie Hard Target.
Damn it.
With Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Hell yeah, man.
I thought you were going like a dog shit a different way.
No, yeah, Hard Target is like this is my favorite John Woo movie. Not even like his Mission Impossible. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I just fucking love this movie so much. And like the fact that at the end it takes like the shootout takes place in a cotton candy factory, like a candy place. It's fucking awesome and hilarious to me. You get like your John Woo dove fix. There's so much to this movie. That. It's a great fucking movie. And this is my favorite Jean-Claude Van Damme movie as well. Yeah, I remember
he had some bangers.
We used to go to this grocery store where I grew up, and they had a video rental section inside there, and I would rent this movie every other time we went. Like, I would get a new movie the next time, and then the next time we go back, I'm getting Hard Target again. Like, I watched this movie so much.
Wow. Dude, this Silent Night movie looks badass.
Silent Night?
Yeah, it's John Woo's new movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks like it's releasing December 1st.
Oh, shit.
Interesting.
Action thriller.
I love John Woo, man.
And Kid Cudi's in it.
Oh. Fucking A. John Woo.
Woo! All
right. Woo! All right, here we go.
I'm pumped, man. New John Woo.
That's really good. I like that a lot.
That's like Dr. Dre dropping an album.
So for my first honorable, I'm going to take Adventures of Huck Finn.
Oh, fire-ass movie.
Yeah.
So underrated. Let's go.
I love it. For my next honorable. Shit. Fucking shit.
I know.
Cliffhanger.
Oh, man. Cliffhanger. Somebody Ain't Your Baby.
I love Cliffhanger. And
you like the part when the lady drops.
Yeah, the very beginning. I always stop it right after that scene.
Yeah.
And then I play
it
out.
Rewind it and play it again.
Yeah. It's actually the first scene that I ever jerked off to.
If you were me, then I'd be you.
Dude, it was crazy though. After that scene, I paused it, walked away. Cliffhanger.
See, that's a fucking mic drop.
That's where you should have mic dropped. You didn't even do it that time. You chose the mic drop for the Skinner thing. fuck, dude, there is so many good movies on this list right now. I have one last pick.
Go with the heart. The heart wants what it wants, you know. When two become one, Spice Girls.
Damn.
Get it on.
I just realized I have another dog shit movie too.
To become one.
I love.
Do it.
I don't know what to do.
It.
All right, I'm going to go with In the Line of Fire. Fuck.
Whoa. You had four picks and you didn't take one fucking movie that I had. God fucking damn it, dude.
Oh, man, that's wild.
Like, you just kept picking movies that I didn't even fucking have.
Andy, look, mic drop.
Let me pick it up.
Oh. Yeah, I guess I need that still.
Gullet. What a word.
Stick this down your gullet.
There's a movie out there, and it's not even like... It's probably not on a top 20 list, but I'm surprised that nobody's fucking taking it.
Dude, there's...
I had to make room for Airborne.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But this is like...
Mic drop.
This is shocking. It's not taken even over Airborne. Like...
Oh, okay. I know. Dude, believe me. There's... Like, I could probably redo this draft and my list would be totally different the next time.
Yeah.
So I'll still have 7 that I could pick.
Do we have a guest next week?
Yes, Vinny.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking maybe we cancel that and we just do a second 1993 movies 1993 draft.
Maybe we'll do a small supplement one in the
what do you think about some
the 300 the 350 episode 350?
Okay, there you go.
All right, I guess we'll start with Cool Runnings.
Oh, fuck, that's a great one. I got it on my list.
I was gonna go there. I was having some internal debates.
It's a great one.
There's two movies that are like similarly weird.
It's a weird word. I get it.
Apparently cannot fucking say that word.
It's crazy. It's a crazy word. It makes no sense.
Actually, there are three, and I want all fucking three.
Oh, I have another dog shit movie that I love. Damn it. So many great dog shit movies.
I'm going to go with one that... no. Head Ponce New! So I Married an Ex-Murderer.
Hell yeah.
God, that movie was so fucking good. That was one that we would watch all the fucking time.
I love it. Woman, whoa, man.
And here's...
Hurry up.
Uh-oh.
Time's running out. Make your fucking pick.
Ed and His Dead Mother.
Oh, shit.
I thought was the one that you were saying was dog shit.
That is a good dog shit movie, though.
It's one of those weird fucking of this time movies. Like,
yeah, that's what I wanted was some real time of this time movies. Is that like time of this time?
Like, this was, like, a lot like the fucking... They always had those weird ones that were, like... I think in 92, like, there was the fucking Drop Dead Fred and, like, that kind of... Like,
yeah, yeah. This is Steve Buscemi, right?
Dead. Yeah. Like...
Dude, why did... Oh, okay. I have to take, like, the original Madea. Give me Mrs. Doubtfire.
Dude, that's the one. Like,
yeah.
Legit shocked that wasn't in the...
Oh, believe
I know. Yeah.
It's a movie I love. Drive-By Fruiting? Yeah. I mean, come on.
Exactly. God, this is so tough. Okay, the next one I'm going to go with is CB4.
Yeah, I thought this is where you were going earlier.
That's a great dog shit movie.
When you picked Airborne.
Airborne's so fucking good. What am I supposed to do about that? Shit. I have one spot and a bunch of movies.
Mm-hmm.
What's a dude to do? I'll go... Give me... we referenced her, so give her to me. Give me Poetic Justice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, fucking young Janet, man.
Young Janet.
So here's what we do. In 2 weeks, we're going to do a mini three team member draft.
Ooh.
We'll return to 1993 movies. We won't, because I have this list. I won't fucking delete it. And we'll just we'll pick three more that weren't picked, so they can't be even in honorables.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. Yeah. Good.
Because
there's a movie looking at me right now that's yelling at me. Why didn't you pick me?
I got a few of those. You pick me? Hey.
Yeah, it's like screaming
fucking
at me.
Douche.
Who do you think you are, you asshole?
Yeah, I had to get airborne. What do you want from me?
You know, I almost thought about stealing Son-in-Law, but maybe I think I probably won't. But I thought about it.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I'm still kind of thinking about it. But I don't really want to drop anything, you know?
Yeah, I got a couple on the brain.
But Drew, you want to maybe do any type of trade? We haven't had a trade in a long time.
You trying to trade?
Oh, shit. What's Drew, your team?
What about Loaded Weapon 1, Drew? What does that mean to you?
Ooh. What are we talking draft picks there?
That's my fourth pick, and Son-in-Law's your third pick.
What's the rest of your team?
Jurassic Park, Demolition Man, The Sandlot, Nash Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1, Robin Hood Men in Tights, Rookie of the Year, Hard Target.
Don't forget, I got some, so we can pull a three-way.
Yeah.
I got my eyes on Menace to Society.
Oh, shit. Drew's team is going to get dismantled. Andy, calm down. Don't make Drew nervous right now. What's He's thinking about my Andy's deal first. Team? Andy has The Fugitive, Last Action Hero, The Program, True Romance, Wayne's World 2, Hot Shots Part 2, and Airborne.
It's Airborne. Right. With the...
Andy, Program for Menace to Society, James, ooh. Robin Hood Men in Tights for Son-in-Law.
Oh you geez. Want Men in Tights? Huh?
You know what? I'll do it.
All right.
You got yourself a deal.
What the fuck? Why are you making a deal? I was making a deal.
We can trade more than once.
I beat you to that deal. I beat you with the face.
You can trade too.
So what do we do? You did Menace to Society for.
And then you guys should do a trade. And that way everybody traded each other.
Oh, man. Your face, my butt, paint on it. I beat it. I beat it right on your face.
Fuck. Do I want to?
Damn, I hate losing the Program though. Fuck.
So you don't want Loaded Weapon 1 then? You're not interested in that?
I am, but I'd rather. I mean, Robin Hood Men in Tights is a lower draft pick, you know? You're getting a deal here, James.
That's true. That's true. That is true. He doesn't lie here. Dude, he sleeps sitting up with his eyes looking at you. It's weird.
Is anybody going to add drop before I make my decision?
Wait, what was that? Was that fucking Tom Segura for his last special? And wasn't that him where he's like he talks about going in on his mom when she was high and she's just sitting up in bed?
Oh, man.
I love the story about when he sees like signs and he just says names and he says his wife let him say bikes. Yeah, this shit made me laugh so hard.
Dude, I'm gonna do an ad drop.
You are.
Yeah.
Are you sure you guys don't want to trade each other too?
Do you want something like Wayne's World 2? That's up your alley.
The Fugitive is kind of up my alley, truthfully.
Number is one,
it? But that's your number one pick. So
it is, yeah.
And I ain't trading you Jurassic Park.
Wait, did we trade, James?
No, not, I haven't made my decision yet. Are you gonna do ad drop, Drew?
You could drop that piece of shit. You took it 7.
Yeah, that piece of shit. That garbage fucking movie.
Cap this and put or clip this and
don't let BC listen to this episode.
Yeah, he'll go real sour on me real quick.
No, oh, I don't fuck. Think I'm
if you end up having this clipped and sent to him the next time he comes on. Oh my god.
Okay. I'm gonna add drop too. I'm gonna.
Are you not gonna do the trade?
I'm not gonna trade.
Whoa.
All right.
Cool. Stone cold on that ice cream.
I love the son-in-law picks, so.
Had to make a decision, you know? It's tough.
Yeah.
It's a tough decision, but I had to make it. God.
Man.
Andy gets first pick. Fuck.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Apologies to you, Airboy.
You're
hyped you up. You had your run. You had your run.
I'm
going to get Cool Runnings.
Oh, shit. Okay.
The better sports movie.
Yeah. I had to shout out Airborne, though.
Dude, all right.
Because well, everybody knows Cool Runnings. Not everybody knows Airborne.
Yeah.
Drew's going to get Loaded Weapon 1 after all, because I'm going to drop it and pick up Airborne.
Whoa.
Oh, but I'm not ad-dropping.
I know I am, but he just took Cool Runnings from your honorable mentions, and I just took Airborne from your honorable mentions, and now you get Loaded Weapon 1. So you get it after all.
That's so fucking funny.
I basically just...
So wait, you're taking it with your third pick? Fourth pick?
My Airborne's fourth pick, Airborne. Fire, Airborne's an amazing fucking movie.
Yeah.
Again... Mrs. Doubtfire still did not make the fucking main squad for anybody.
Hey, you gotta kiss
the
egg.
That's the one I'm fucking...
Gotta kiss the egg.
Dude. Sally Field?
I would have dropped Schindler for Doubt.
Ooh, Sally Field makes my loins quiver.
Oh, I love
her cookies. Mrs. Fields? Mrs. Fields.
That's who it was named after.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Right, here we go. Yeah. This is it.
This is it.
This is the definitive collection.
Damn, it really kind of is.
So here, do you want me to read it or you want to read it, Andy?
Yeah, you go for it. I forgot about my voice.
Forgot about my voice?
I left it.
Okay.
In San Francisco.
For Andy's team, since he forgot about his voice... Number one, The Fugitive. Number two, Last Action Hero. Number three, Menace to Society. Number four, True Romance. Number five, Wayne's World 2. Number six, Hot Shots Part Due. And number seven, Cool Runnings. And for Drew's team, number one, Dazed and Confused. Number two, The Program. Number three, Son-in-Law. Number four, Groundhog Day. Number five, Tombstone. Number six, Grumpy Old Men. And number seven, Schindler's List.
More like Schindler's List, you know?
Yeah. Use that list to wipe his ass after taking his shit.
Schindler's List.
And for James's team of 93 movies, number one, Jurassic Park. Number two, Demolition Man. Number three, The Sandlot. Number four, Airborne. Number five, Robin Hood Men in Tights. Number six, Rookie of the Year, Funky Butt Lovin'. And number seven, Hard Target.
I love it.
Man, I'm so glad you made it through your list, James.
Drew, you have got to see The Fugitive.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah.
I thought for sure
when you denied the trade that you were going to fucking steal it. I was just like, please read your whole list.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll check out The Fugitive.
I'm telling you. I want to see your reaction to The Fugitive. Like, yeah, because there's not many opportunities where this happens, you know?
Yeah. Plus the janitor was in it, you know?
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Hey, you know, loves you, bitch.